More than 84,000 people are covered by Alaska Care plans. On January 1st, the companies that run the plan for the state changed from Wells Fargo HealthSmart to Aetna and Moda Health. Just after that, the Division of Retirement and Benefits and the new plan administrators were swamped by nearly 50,000 phone calls and emails as plan members reported problems.
There's always some transition issues, but this seems to be more confusion than we've ever had before in my experience.
Sharon Hoffbeck chairs a retired Public Employees of Alaska committee dedicated to looking at health insurance benefits. She spent most of her career at the University of Alaska and has been in the state retirement system since the early 70s. Hoffbeck says many retirees feel the plan has been changed to diminish their coverage. For instance, members are now steered to health care providers in the Aetna and Moda Health networks. Those who go to another doctor or dentist end up paying more of their own money to receive care. Moda, which is responsible for the dental portion of the plan, is new to Alaska. Hoffbeck says it does not have many providers in the state.
They're explaining it by saying that they're trying to encourage dentists to come into the network. I'm not sure what they're thinking other than they want the retirees to try and convince their dentists to join the network, which we don't think is our responsibility, quite honestly.
The state also revised the nearly 200-page booklet that describes plan benefits. The new version is written in legalese and is so convoluted that retired Public Employees of Alaska hired a consultant to sort out the changes.
The readability level of a document like this, according to the expert that we hired to do this plan comparison, should be somewhere between the 5th and 8th grade reading level. This plan is easily postdoctorate. It is extremely legal, extremely complex, very confusing.
State regulations require the Division of Retirement and Benefits to put the Alaska Care Plan out to bid every 3 to 5 years. Aetna previously administered the plan from 1982 to 97 and again from 1999 to 2006. Deputy Commissioner of Administration Mike Barnhill oversees the Division of Retirement and Benefits. He argues the basic structure of the plan hasn't changed.
This is a plan that provides coverage for medically necessary health care. And then the cost structure of that coverage remains the same. Retirees pay $150 per person deductible. They have an $800 per year out-of-pocket maximum. And generally speaking, the coinsurance, that's the amount that the plan reimburses for the care, is 80% of a recognized charge.
Barnhill says the plan will continue to pay 80% coinsurance for doctor's visits and other routine care, even at facilities that aren't part of Aetna's network. But he argues that steering members to in-network providers will reduce the overall cost of the plan.
In the last 3 years, the retiree dental, visual, audio premiums have gone up an average of 7% per year. When you've got what amounts to unmanaged care, meaning members can and do go to the highest cost dentist, the costs go up. And our members pay that.
Barnhill agrees the revisions to the plan booklet are hard to read and says the state is working to make it more understandable. He defends the process, saying the booklet had not been significantly rewritten in more than a decade. A public comment period on the changes, originally scheduled to end February 28th, has been extended to April 30th. The Alaska Constitution says the accrued benefits of public employee retirement systems shall not be diminished or impaired. Twice in state history, retirees have challenged proposed changes to their health care plan. In both cases, the Alaska Supreme Court ruled the state can reduce retiree benefits in one area as long as it offsets the reductions with improvements in other areas. Once again, Sharon Hoffbeck.
Our benefits are constitutionally protected. They can't be diminished. That doesn't mean that they can't be juggled.
She says retired Public Employees of Alaska is still reviewing all the changes to the plan, but at this point, a legal challenge is very possible.
I truly believe that the state is working within the parameters they feel they should be able to work. We're disagreeing with that opinion.
Barnhill is a former attorney with the Department of Law. While he'd like to avoid a lawsuit, he says sometimes they are beneficial.
Litigation can be really helpful in a variety of ways to help clarify the issues and get guidance.
In the meantime, he says the public comment period is a good opportunity for the state and retirees to talk through some of the issues and hopefully avoid going to court. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.